Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, November 8, 1952, the sugar factories at Poole and Lemon Arbor, both located in the parish of St. John, were amalgamated into a bigger, better, and more improved factory called Uplands. In an article published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper, it was reported that Uplands would be located on more than 30,000 square feet of land on the site of the former Lemon Arbor factory. According to the report, the Poole and Lemon Arbor factories were sold to a new company known as Uplands Limited, and it was believed that the proposed merger would contribute to higher production levels. Since June, months before the announcement was made, some 250 to 300 men and women had already begun working in an effort to have the major works completed by the end of the last year, leaving only certain minor jobs to be done the last few weeks before the beginning of the 1953 crop, which was expected to get underway in February. As a result, by the time the article was published on this day, November 8, 1952, the machinery at the Poole factory had been dismantled and part of it was carried over to Uplands, where it was erected. This included a boiler, a triple, and two mills, making the new Uplands factory a 15-roller plant. It was expected that with the amalgamation, the grinding capacity would be in the vicinity of 40 tons of cane per hour, an increase of between 10 and 12 tons on the output by Lemon Arbor. Throughout the 1950s and 1960s, the Barbados sugar industry was recognized internationally as one of the most efficient and competitive in the world. Documented yields of sugarcane averaged over 30 tons per acre. There were factory conversion rates of less than 9 tons of cane per ton of sugar, which translated to more than 4 tons of sugar per acre, and milling costs of less than one-third of the total production costs. The amalgamation of the Poole and Lemon Arbor factories into the new Uplands factory in St. John, as well as the resulting increase in production which was expected from this merger, was published in an article that was carried in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, November 8, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.